DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Uncensored Podcast. Today, I'm joined with
Brooklyn Morin
and Katie Lakin.
Brooklyn and Katie are freshmen on the Ole Miss soccer team, and so they're going to give me the rundown on how their season's been going and just everything Ole Miss soccer, really. So, first question is, whoever wants to go first, why did you all choose Ole Miss and why?
I chose Ole Miss. I'm from California, so sports, especially college sports, aren't very big in like California. And I just really wanted to go to like a Southern SEC school because like nothing beats like the challenge of the SEC conference is just, it's insane. Like the physicality of the girls and technical abilities is just, it's unmatched. It's the best conference for sports.
I picked it because I really like the people here and I love the town. Like, it's a very like homey town. Like, everyone's really nice to each other and I really like the coaches and like what were they implying on the program. So
yeah, because I know you all probably had a lot of options to choose from, and so I was just wondering like why it was Ole Miss, and those are both great reasons. So what would you say, coming from, you know, club level and high school level, what would you say has been the most significant difference between high school and club to playing college soccer?
I think the difference is just really how fast you're playing the ball. Like high school, obviously, I guarantee every like college player, if you're playing high school, like you were probably the best or one of the best on your teams. And like, that's how you were in high school. And as soon as you get to that college level, like you're equal with everyone and you really just have to prove like how good of a player you really can be. And it's just really how fast your touches and like, it's just really fast.
Speed of play too. A lot more like, I'd say soccer's a lot more direct. It's a lot less pretty in college than it is in club.
It's very physical game.
Very physical game.
Yeah. I feel like, because I would watch, my brother plays soccer, he's a goalie, and so I would watch a lot of his games, and just at the high school level, it really feels like it's that much more, like, competitive compared to, like, club soccer, because club soccer, you know, they say it's, like, it's more about the name on the back. For, with high school, it's the name on the front, so you really want to, like, go out there and, like, just prove it for your high school team, really.
Mm-hmm. And I think some of the issues with high school and college is, like, high school, you come, like, you're kind of just, like, playing for yourself. And as college, like, it's less about yourself and more about the team. Like, how can the team advance? Because, like, that's really one of the biggest differences, too.
Yeah, because I think in club, you're kind of playing for yourself more because, like, you're trying to get to that next step and, like, be recruited. But, like, once you're recruited and, like, on a team, you're trying to make the SEC tournaments and, like, playoffs, so it's a lot more competitive in that aspect.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It's just like, now that you all have, like, it's not really about yourselves anymore, it's just about like, how can we make this the best team experience now, really?
Yeah, which I think we've been so blessed. Like, we've had such a big recruiting class, we have 10 girls, so like, we've really been able to come in here and like, I think, prove ourselves as freshmen, but also like, start to build the program for like the future.
So, Brooklyn, you had just said this, how, like basically in a recruiting class, you're getting all the best girls that come from, like, their high school team. Like, they're just used to being the best. How has the freshman bond, because obviously, like, you know, freshmen are going to be, like, lower on the totem pole. How has, like, obviously you all had a big freshman recruiting class thing. It was 12 or 13 freshmen that came in this year. How have you all really bonded, and just how's that been as a bond of the freshman soccer at Ole Miss?
It's been so fun.
It's been really fun. Like, I know people joke about it, but like, your coach is technically like, pick your bridesmaids, but I really think that we've all connected super well, and obviously like, some things change as the year go on, but I think our friendships will like, stay together. Like, we'll always go to each other like first, because like, that is really your friends in college,
and you really do everything together. Like, you wake up for those summer workouts at 5 a.m. you go to practice, you eat lunch together, school. We do study hall together. Like, you're really with, like, we're with each other 24/7, especially the freshman class.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really been so fun. Like, we do soccer together, school. We go to football games together. Like, I mean, I can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's always, like, one of the best parts is just, like, being able to, like, sports are kind of like their own little fraternity. It's, like, fraternity or sorority, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, you know, like, when people talk about NFL rookies or something like that, it's, like, a lot of them have, like, their welcome to the NFL moment where it's, like, maybe they get hit or something. Like, what was your all's, like, welcome to SEC soccer, like, type of moment, really? Or just welcome to college soccer, really?
I don't know. It was maybe the Memphis game.
Yeah.
Which obviously I play forward and like taking players on. Usually I'm able to just like touch and run past them, but it's like every girl's able to keep up with you. Like no matter how fast you are, they're either trying to foul you or like they can keep up with you. So you're really just getting knocked and hit all the time. And like they're bigger girls in our conference. So you got to be able to deal with that.
I'd say Memphis game, just also, like, the atmosphere you play in, like, you know, club games. Like, you have college coaches come out and watch you, but it's nothing like thousands of fans being there and, like, watching you. And, like, it's just – you get so hype and, like, just listening to the crowd. And, like, it just really shows that, like, you're at the next level and, like, you're playing for something more.
The crowd definitely, like, plays a huge part of college. Like, even if it's not our own – fans, like when we went to South Carolina,
that was
they do the point system, so like it was so many people, like their stands were full, and even though they weren't cheering for us, like it just makes you want to play that game so much
more. It makes the game so much more intense.
Yeah.
So much more intense. So
I think it was Katie. I was on TikTok one day and I was just scrolling my For You page. I think it was the private jet TikTok I saw. What was that like, you know, getting to take a private jet to a soccer game? I bet, like, that's something you've never gotten able to do before.
I mean, yeah, I've definitely not flown private jet before. No. It's a really cool experience. Like, it takes, like, travel, you know, like, playing away games is already hard itself because, like, you're playing at a different field, fans are against you, but, like, flying private and, like, just being able to roll up in the tarmac – walk on the plane and walk right off. It really makes travel days a lot easier, and it's like a lot less on your body, and it's just a cool experience.
Yeah, it's definitely cool as like a freshman, like coming in and like you're like, oh wow, like I'm very grateful that I had this opportunity to like do stuff like that.
And not like all soccer teams fly private too, so that's also another thing, like a benefit of coming here is like you do get to experience that. Yeah. So
yeah, it was probably just like, damn, this is legit SEC soccer type of shit.
This is where you want to be,
the SEC.
Yeah. Okay, so your Coach Rouse, is that how you say it?
Rouse.
Coach Rouse. So this is only her third season as a head coach with Ole Miss. What would you say you all have learned the most from her, or just the biggest impact that she's left on you all so far?
I'd say she just tries to keep the atmosphere very positive and like pushes us to be our best selves as like not just like people individually, but like players and like how we hold ourselves. So
it's like also like just like how to be a better person. And I think like taking the opportunities that like we have here, like as a team, like not for granted. And she's really pushed us. Like, I mean, we've definitely gone through some tough times and like battles. Yeah. Score wise, but like keeping us like to keep going and
like she always like
super positive.
Yeah.
So that's really been a great aspect because you know you've had coaches that are like not so positive.
Yeah,
I'd say definitely at the club
definitely
level.
We've
seen
some negative coaches out there, and like sometimes I'm looking back like,
and it's
at least my coach is carrying me up, not trying to tear us
and
down.
Like that's especially at the higher level, that's like super hard to find like a coach that genuinely cares about every single player on and off the field, which I think has been like something that I've never experienced except you.
Yeah,
I agree, which has been nice.
And that's a great point you just made, because it seems like in any sport, damn near, it's like coaches only care about like that select group that's going to be playing, and then it's like everybody else kind of just like over here. But it seems like your coach kind of makes it like one big family.
She does. She definitely does.
Yes.
And so, freshman year soccer experience, how, like, just from playing the games and everything up to this point, how would you say it's gone? And, like, if there's anything, like, looking back on that you, like, could change or do different, what would that be?
I don't know if there's anything that I'd, like, completely change. I feel like definitely the biggest aspect is grow. Like, you do have to make mistakes so you can grow. And I feel like we're freshmen, like, coming in. Like, people know we're freshmen. They're going to try to take advantage of us. But I really do think our freshman classes came in and done, like, very well on the field. So I don't really think there's anything that I'd change about it.
We're here to learn. Yeah, we're here to learn. And, like, freshman year, like, it's so hard, like, balancing, like, school, soccer. That was definitely something that was, like, hard for me at the beginning. But you, like, definitely, like, get used to it. Like, right when practice ends, hopping on a golf cart and going straight to class.
Yeah.
It's not the most ideal situation, but you get used to it. And, like, it starts, like, becoming almost, like, fun. Like, you make it fun for yourself.
Yeah.
And, like, we're all in it together, which is super, I mean, it's great. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, definitely just, like, coming into everything with a positive attitude is just, like, the way to go, because you're going to face a lot of challenges your freshman year. It's definitely hard. It's definitely hard. So, yeah. I wouldn't change anything, though. I think it's been a really great experience.
It's been good.
What would you say is the biggest thing that you've learned so far? Because obviously, you know, there's been ups and downs this season, but, like, what would you say is the biggest thing that you've learned through the course this far?
I think trusting teammates, you know, like, we're all the best of the best, and, like, you have to let, you know, your kind of timeline work out, if that makes sense. And trusting your teammates, your coaches, that, like, they're going to do the best for the team. And, like, you just have to, like, kind of put your faith into that.
It's good. honestly, like, regardless if you're on or off the field, like, everyone really does have an impact. And I feel like team culture is what sets different teams apart, like, how they celebrate and how they, like, uplift their teams rather than, like, bringing the team down. So.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that goal we scored against Tennessee, that was, like, everyone on the bench. Like, you're happy for everyone.
You're just happy to be. Yeah.
You're just happy to make it and be at this level and, like, share this experience with the girls around you. Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, you know, the record's probably not where you all want it to be. But then again, you all are a younger team. But in sports, anything can happen. We see crazy runs happen all the time in any sport across any level, really. But what's it going to take for you all to really make a run, you know, get hot at the end of the year, go into the SEC tournament? Like, what's that going to take from you all to, like, really close out the season and give yourself the best shot to a chance to win?
It's definitely going to take all of our next game's wins, but I really don't think our scores have reflected how good we are as a team. We've had some calls go our way, but you can never, like, bad calls are going to happen. But yeah. I really do think, like, our team is a very well, like, built team. And, like, I think this week we finally, like, we're going to really show it. And yeah. we've been playing top teams in the country. And I feel like we have one of the hardest schedules. Like, no team is playing back to back to back, like, top 15 teams. So I really think this year, like, we've had all that practice to work up to play good teams. And now we can finally, like, utilize it.
Yeah. We started the season off with Memphis, Arkansas, Tennessee, like, those are all the top teams, which are, like, hard, but I think it was good that we faced them in the beginning of the year, because I think it really, like, we learned so much in those games, and every game it, like, did get better. So I think now that we're playing teams that we know, like, we can get, like, the outcomes that we want in these next games to make it to the tournament for sure.
Yeah
I mean, absolutely. It's like, even though the record might not be there, it's like, does everyone make the SEC tournament in soccer? Does everybody make it, or is there, like, a cutoff line?
No, there's a cutoff. The bottom four teams don't go right now, but all, like, I think the bottom, like, four or five teams, they only have one win right now. So
yeah, so we're kind of in the same boat with a lot of teams. So if we can separate ourselves in the next four games, mm-hmm. I think we can, because we've already faced the hardest things that we're going to face in the mm-hmm. season. I mean, it's not going to get harder than Tennessee and Arkansas. We've seen it.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, you all getting to play these games, I feel like that's only going to make you all better, even though it's like, oh, shit, we're losing these games now. But I feel like you've got to take some bumps and bruises down the road in order to finally reach like the mountaintop.
Yeah, and that's definitely what we're doing. And like, again, we're a young team, 10 freshmen. We have like 10 or more sophomores. I mean, we're young, we're building, and like we've really been getting better this season.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, you know, you also have aspirations for this season, but so only having three seniors on the team, how has that been from like a leadership standpoint, not having like a crazy amount of like upperclassmen?
I mean, I haven't really noticed a difference in like upperclassmen or not. I think everyone like just coming in this season kind of took a leadership role in some way or another, whether you're a senior or not a senior. I think everyone's really stepped up, and like, I don't think we've had any issues. I mean, we've been super strong and we have great leadership on the team. I haven't even thought about it that way. Honestly.
But so 13 freshmen, including, you know, red shirts, 8 sophomores right now. How does that give you a confidence looking into the future that your core of players is still going to be around for years to come, and that like, as you all are growing, it's only going to make you all better? Like, how does that excite you all just like looking ahead?
It really excites me because like, I've known these girls forever, and like this bond, just like you play so much better with people that you like know. And honestly, that's what I don't love about the transfer portal, because people are moving from team to team and teams. And I feel like culture is not really being built. But, like, when you have girls that want to stick together to, like, make it towards the end, I feel like it just makes it that much more meaningful.
Yeah, when you can build from, like, a young age, and, like, especially freshman, sophomore, you just have a better chance of succeeding, I think. I think the transfer portal is – it's not my favorite. Again, I think if you stay around and build something, it's going to be a lot better and stronger than jumping from school to school.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think that's something that, like, even Lane's been talking about in football, just like trying to build a culture that like sticks. And I feel like obviously right now it's not going to look as good on paper to the outside world, but it's like, you all know that like with a younger core, it's eventually going to start to click more and more. Because I was a manager for some basketball team for 1 year. We didn't have any seniors on our team. It was all juniors, everyone below. In that next year, after we had gone like 500 the year before, it really just started to take off after we had taken all those bumps and bruises.
Yeah, I totally agree. I just think that, I mean, you've seen in practices, you've seen it in games, like we're starting to click with each other. And I think soccer is just such a team sport. Like, you're either all in it or you're all not. You know, it's not like swimming or like tennis. Like, mm-hmm. You have to have those like personal connections off the field to succeed on the field, which isn't in every sport, but I think is very important in soccer.
Mm-hmm. Are your sheets not doing the job anymore? Well, I have just the thing for you. Experience the unmatched softness and cooling comfort of Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set. Crafted from moisture-wicking bamboo visco, these sheets and pajamas offer breathable elegance backed by a 10-year warranty and thousands of 5-star reviews. With free shipping, over $50, and easy returns, it's the perfect gift for anyone who craves cozy satisfaction. Use my code UNC, UNC at checkout for 41% off. Yes, 41% off. So, if you all had anything to say to, you know, whether it's junior or senior girls that are looking to get recruited right now, or like looking at where they want to go, one, how should they approach that? And then number two, why should they come to Ole Miss?
My biggest key takeaways is don't let anyone try to bring you down. Like, people always, like, no matter what, people are going to try to be, like, jealous of you. And you really just, like, really just believe in yourself and be confident in who you are. And if you want to go somewhere, like, take it yourself. And, like, I want to be this. Set that goal and go do it. Like, don't just say it, like, oh, sit back. Like, if you really want to go somewhere, like, make the effort, like, reach out to them. Like, it's like, take the chance. So
my whole thing is, like, you could never be too annoying when it comes to recruiting. Like, send, if you like, make a list of schools, if the schools that you want to go to, and just send them emails. Like, keep sending them emails, be annoying, send them your schedule when you go to showcases and like keep going like after them and like make sure there's schools that you want to go to. And I always thought about it when I was getting recruited, like if there wasn't soccer, would I still want to go there?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like you have to be happy where you are outside of soccer, which is also really important. And like looking to the program, looking at like style of play, looking to the coaches and like how they like run practices and like treat their players. Cause those are all important things. Like, that like you want to make sure that like you agree with to be a part of
and like program. I wouldn't be afraid if you're going on visits to like ask girls those deep like questions because like they will give you most of them will give you the honest answer. Like
we've given
we've told this year I think we've had how many recruits have we had we've had like a good number of recruits, like six I want to say, and we told them exactly and every single one of them have committed here.
I mean, the SIP, it doesn't get better than SIP. I mean, Oxford's a great place. Ole Miss is a great place.
We love it.
I mean, I couldn't imagine playing soccer anywhere else. I mean, the fans, the way you get treated here, the coaching staff, the way we play, the way we're trying to build. I mean, it doesn't get better. So we're just grateful to be a part of it.
So, Katie, you're from California, and then Brooklyn, you're from Kansas.
Yes.
So, Katie, to the people that are, obviously California is a much bigger state, much bigger population. What would you tell someone that's trying to get recruited out of California? How did they stick out to college coaches? And then Brooklyn, from being from Kansas, how do you get yourself on the map really with Kansas might not actually being like one of those like bigger like soccer states?
So from California, it's definitely a huge soccer state. I think every one of my friends played soccer. I think for me and like just my journey and like I think you just have to find a club in your area that you really like. ECNL or GA probably are the best. I personally didn't play high school soccer. I know Brooklyn did, but for me, like I wanted to focus on my game during the winter. And I ended up getting recruited in the winter when everyone else was playing high school and I decided not to and like stick with it. And I went to that Dallas, I think it was Dallas in Texas. And that's where I got recruited. So I think like staying with it and like making sacrifices is like
definitely making sacrifices.
You're going to have to do because like there's times where like you want to go to, I think I was late to every single homecoming. I didn't even go to a couple. Like you have to give up things
to achieve
your goals. Yes. And like that's something that like I kind of taken away from it. And once you commit, the sacrifices don't get easier. I mean, in college too, you have to give up. You give up things to be here. So I think giving up things, playing for your club and staying with it and like doing a lot of outside work. I mean, you have to work outside of just team practices. You have to put in the technical and individual part of it.
I'm going to take you up on that offer, but I think Kansas very much is a soccer state and it's proven to be a soccer state. Like
if you search
it up, like there are some good girls that come out of that. Like I've played against them and like overly like around our area, like girls who play in those leagues, like Pete, you can tell like most Kansas teams are pretty solid that you're going to play. And like, there's always a couple that'll make it to the ECNL championships, like the playoffs, and I don't know. I just feel like there's been some really good girls that have came out of Kansas, and like there's always showcase opportunities. And we have like there's ECNL, there's GA, so I still feel like there gets the same thing. But I don't know.
Put in the work.
But I also played high school, so I had a different experience than Katie. Like, I think winning state was probably, like, more memorable than, like, my club experience almost. Like, because at that point, you're, like, playing for a school. You're not just playing for a club. So you have, like, fans there. There's people hearing about your games. And, like, I think that's what resembles college a little bit because, like, people hear about the scores of your games. People hear if you're doing good. And I think that's why I liked it so much. So.
Yeah, I feel like they can both aspects of call of high school and club can help because it's like I feel like high school can really give you that like sisterhood or brotherhood feel that like you're playing for something so much more than just yourself and that like you have that actual atmosphere around you because like when you look at just club you're not really other than like parents you're not really having like mass amounts of fans at games because I would go with my brother. We went to San Diego for ECNL a couple times. And so, like, I could tell that, like, yeah, it's mostly just, like, parents and scouts, but it's not legit, like, a crowd that's chanting whatever the hell they feel like.
Yes, and, like, knows your name and, like, cheering you on. It's just, like, your family, so.
Yeah. So, Brooklyn, I have to ask you this. Your dad played for the Tampa Bay Rays. I was looking at your – it was in your little player profile thing. Do you – was softball ever in the cards? Or was it always soccer?
I
could see you playing softball.
Least, like, I feel like most soccer players are good at any sport. Like, they're fast. I played basketball my freshman year. I even played a little on the side when I was still playing soccer. Like, some things I just can't give up. But softball is definitely not one, like, I played pickleball. Don't get me wrong. We played pickleball
every day of summer.
That hand-eye coordination, I don't know. Softball's just not my thing. Like, I wouldn't. No. Like, I don't know. Definitely not. But, yeah.
So, have you watched any playoff baseball or not really?
I do watch baseball quite a bit. My older brother played at a community college. And then, my dad always coached it growing up, and a lot of my friends played it, so I'd kind of watch it. But I'm more of a football fan, so.
Okay. Who's your favorite football team? Chiefs?
Yeah.
College football team.
Yeah. But, no, I like college football, but definitely the Chiefs. I know I go there, and, like, every time, like, the national anthem's done, I'm like, home of the Chiefs. Because, like, that's what they do, and so it's so weird not saying that sometimes. I do like to watch college football, though.
Yeah. Were you a Jayhawks fan before, or was it always just...
No, I was a Wildcats fan, so a K-State fan.
Oh, okay. I actually like K-State's had some very good basketball runs a couple of years. They beat Kentucky 1 year, so that made me happy, but...
Dude, they were good. Well, I'm hoping they're, like, pretty decent this year, but we'll see.
Katie, any other sports teams you like?
I mean, I like watching football. I like watching basketball. Warriors. I live by the Warriors. Big Warriors family.
Okay.
Other than that, it's about it. Just soccer for me. I played softball for a year and that didn't click. So soccer, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah. So how would you all say that the just overall school experience has been like? Don't think about soccer. How would you say that, like, you know, the Grove has been, game day, just, like, the overall school experience, how would you all say it's been so far?
I love it. Like, going back and seeing, like, how people do it at my, like, home colleges, I'm looking, I'm like, this is, like, there's
no comparison. Like, the first Grove, I was literally, like.
We did not know where we were.
We didn't know what was going on. We had, like, a soccer tent. We were, like, trying to find it, like,
and
for 30 minutes.
It's just so cool. Like, it really does take tailgating to another level. Like, I could sit outside of the game, and I'd be fine.
It's puts disgrace to every other
tailgating experience. Like, it's really, like, one of a kind. I remember, like, after the first time calling my mom, and I was like, Mom, you gotta, like, this is really different.
And I was, like, sending, like, videos to my dad. I was like, this is not
it's so
how
cool.
We do it in California.
Yeah.
So it was insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that, too, because, like, just coming from Louisville, like, our tailgating consists of, like, you pull your car up into a parking spot and you tailgate out the back of your car.
That
was all tailgating was to me. It's like, I had heard it, like, I had seen it, but it was like, when I got there, I was just like, holy shit, this is like the eighth wonder of the world. It's like, you literally just see, like, tents going, like,
definitely.
It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life. Like,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, so Katie and Brooklyn, they play Kentucky tomorrow, and so that'll be. Should be hopefully get a win tomorrow.
Yep, we're getting the win tomorrow.
We gotta wear pink jerseys. So
fans are wearing this game, new pink jerseys. It's gonna be awesome.
All right. Well, thank you all for coming on. This has been great. This has been the Uncensored Podcast. I'm Carter Haas.
Brooklyn Marn.
Katie Lakin.
Thank you for listening.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying D.C. politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.